Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Congratulations on getting through your 9-to-5. Thank you so much for listening. It is The Drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the brand new Odyssey app. We are days away from the start of Chiefs training camp. So to give you an update on what we're doing on the show the next couple of days, tomorrow, Mitchell Schwartz will join us in studio tomorrow at 4. Okay, I thought it was 3, but it's 4. So tomorrow at 4 o'clock, Mitchell Schwartz will be in studio with us from 4 to 5. So very happy to catch up with the former Chiefs right tackle. On Wednesday, we will talk Chiefs football the entire 4 hours. You know how we did the anything but when it was we just weren't talking about one specific thing, but I can't mention what that is anymore because then I get in trouble. But now we're going to do that's all we're doing for one whole day. On Thursday, we'll go back to just a regularly scheduled show. But you know what? On Wednesday, all I want to talk about is Kansas City Chiefs football with you. It is the official first day of training camp. We will do that coming up on Wednesday. It will be a lot of fun. So I want to talk to you guys about the Royals and sort of my unease about the direction in which they are headed. We haven't done a whole lot of conversations on this show regarding Whit Merrifield being traded, because for the most part, I've considered it to be a waste of time. I don't think the Royals have really given us much indication or reason to believe that they were going to trade Whit Merrifield. So I've always thought it was a little bit of a waste of time. But last week, I saw a report that said that the Royals were entertaining it and fielding offers. And I want to play this cut for you. It's Whit Merrifield on Cody and Gold. And you can hear it in his tone of voice. You can hear it in his tone of voice. He hears the trade rumors. And it has somewhat of an effect on him. I'm not saying he's playing worse because of it. But normally the conversations with Whit on Cody and Gold are very light, very jovial, very fun. That's not really how he answers this question. Here's Whit Merrifield talking about being the focus of trade talks and how you sort of lock in on what you need to do in the midst of everything going on.
It's to the point where it's, you know, it's almost like certain things I go through in baseball. Like, you know, I go through slumps, go through things you learn how to deal with. I've been through this, I don't know, 3 or 4 times now, and I've learned how to deal with it. And the way to deal with it is just not to think about it or put any stock into it, because one, there's a lot of people that think they know what's going on that don't know what's going on, but like to talk like they know what's going on. And I've learned that majority of the time, all that stuff is just wrong. I just don't really listen to what people have to say, because you know what the rumors are and what is really going on with conversations about me, most of the time are different. So I just go and try to keep playing my game, keep my head down, and you know, if there's a time that Dayton and the front office feel like trading me is beneficial for this organization, then you know they're gonna do what's best for Kansas City, and there's nothing I can do about that really. So I'm just gonna keep going and playing and enjoying my time here, enjoying being around my teammates, and come July 31st, if I'm still here, great. they decide to trade me, then you know, that's great too, because that means Kansas City's getting better.
So that was Whit Merrifield in his conversation with Cody and Gold, and I'm sure they'll ask him about it again. The trade deadline is on Friday. I think Dayton has a very, very difficult job. He has to somewhat live up to the expectations of 14 and 15. He has to live with the limitations of his employer and salary cap and resources and ability to draw free agents. Like, it's not easy to be the general manager of the Royals. But when you have the success that he's had in his career, it gives you a certain level of autonomy. It gives you a certain layer of protection. Like, you're Teflon to some extent. You won a World Series with the Royals, you get a long leash. And I don't think that fans have fully started to turn the heat up on Dayton Moore or really pressure this team to be good because of the "in Dayton we trust." He's done it one time. Give him the time, the resources, the draft pick. Allow him to build up the farm system. And most Royals fans believe that they are going to turn it around in their current situation. If they trade Whit Merrifield, it will be an admission that they're wrong. Dayton has given us no reason to believe that they're wrong. I believe that Dayton did everything in his power to field the best roster this season. It has not worked out. But when you think about the moves this offseason, the trades that they made, and the buzz and optimism surrounding the team, I believe that the Royals did everything in their power to field the best roster possible. You cannot sell me on that next year if they don't have Whit Merrifield on this team. And that will be three of the last 4 years in which we don't think they fielded the best possible roster. You can't argue in 2018. Can't argue in 2019. 2020 is a lost year. 2021, I think they tried. But if Witt's not there and you're trading one of the pieces that you think are one of your three best players, and now we're trading him for prospects or a major leaguer that has to develop and come into his own to get you to be good, let's go ahead and call 2022 a lost year. I'd be willing to call 2023 in that same category. And at best, we're talking about 2024 until this team is good and competitive again. I think that would be the realistic timeline. You don't need almost a decade after going to the World Series to get back to being a 500 baseball team. You don't. So I don't know if they're going to trade Whit Merrifield. I don't think any of us know. If I had to guess, they probably won't. If I had to guess, this is the first time that they're listening and they're open to the possibility, but their overwhelming desired outcome would be that he remains a Kansas City Royal. And that's what I hope as well. I don't think that the Royals are still that far off. Like, Hope Harrison is still here. Now, I got more questions than I had at the beginning of the season, but next year, if they can field a lineup with Witt and Salvi and Bobby Witt Jr., and Andrew Benintendi, and the pieces that they have in place, there's no reason to think that this year was just it was a weird year. We didn't really get the push from our farm system pitchers the way we had expected in the midst of COVID. Injuries really decimated this team with Jorge Soler, Hunter Dozier, and virtually no Adalberto. Adalberto Mondesi has played 7 games for this team, and it's almost August. Like, they have had 3 months plus of basically no Adalberto Mondesi. A lot of things went wrong this season for the Royals. You can turn things around. It's just going to be really difficult for them to spin it to me next year without Whit here that they're fielding the best possible team and that they can be good next year. So if they trade Whit Merrifield, it will be a waving the white flag. We thought we were going to be good by 2022. We were way off. And now you need to adjust your expectations again another 3 years and wait until 2024, 2025 for this team to be good. And at that point, I think you have to ask the question, is Dayton the best person to run this organization? A lot of things got to happen before we get to that point, but that will be a fair thing if this team goes a decade again without being relevant and fielding a team that you think has any chance of finishing over 500 or any chance of being competitive in their division. So we'll see what happens. I don't think that's the only time we'll talk trade rumors when it comes to this team. There's certainly trade rumors around Whit Merrifield, and it should be. His contract is very team-friendly, Royals-friendly, and rest of Major League Baseball-friendly. I expect them to field some offers on Danny Duffy. He, to me, should be traded by the end of this week. There's a couple of offers out there and deals that I think the Royals can make that could really change things for this team in a very short-term sense. But if they're going to trade Whit Merrifield, A, I don't know if he brings you back the prospects that you got when you traded Greinke to really be foundational pieces for when this team is good again. And they traded Zach Greinke in the winter of 2010. They didn't have a winning record until 2013 was when they won 86 games. It's not like you trade Whit, you get two prospects that you can build with. Bobby Witt Jr.'s here, and then next year they're hitting the ground running. They will be bad again next year if that's the scenario. So that's the biggest story in Kansas City. That's not the biggest story in sports, though. Rob, let's get to it.
Okay, now, from the beginning.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
Check it out.
The top stories of the day, every day at 5 o'clock. The hits.
Cue it up.
One.
Well, the biggest story in Kansas City, other than Whit Merrifield trade rumors, has been the biggest story in Kansas City for about 2 weeks now, and that's conference realignment. Earlier today, OU and Texas made it officially official. They are going to sever ties with the Big 12, announcing they will not be extending their grant of rights to the contract in 2025. Speculation is they will eventually end up in the SEC. Carrington, if you're the AD or the president of one of those other eight schools, what are you doing right now?
Whenever the Big 12 breaks down, what conference do we think that K-State's going to? The Big Sky? They seem like a Big Sky team. Mountain West? WAC? MACtion? Like, what's really different between K-State and Bowling Green, right? Like, is it really that different? I don't know if it's that different. That's what we really need to be talking about. We need to figure out what conference would K-State go to once this thing all fizzles out. We know what conference KU's going to. They're going to the Big Ten. We know what conference Missouri's in. I don't know what conference K-State's going to. Like, if you're the Pac-12, would you want K-State? What does K-State do for you? They'll do nothing for you. We need to figure out and do a drive investigation, or we need to do a drive draft on where we think K-State's going to land. Because I'm telling you, K-State fans, you better get ready for that rivalry with Colorado State. You better get ready for that Rams-Wildcat rivalry. I'm sure it'll be a lot of fun.
Two.
You're looking live at Fresno State at K-State for first place in the Mountain West Conference. Dogs, we got an old school dogs versus cats. We got a 10:15 live kickoff in Manhattan. In the game against Fresno State. That's going to be fun.
And CBS Sportsnet, too.
It's going to be great. You're telling me you can't wait until K-State plays their conference game against Hawaii? That's not going to be fun? That's not going to be a great game?
What network was Mizzou Wyoming on? Because that's the exact same
bro. Chill.
That's the same crew.
Chill.
That's the same group.
That was definitely CBS Sports Network. I'm not letting any CBS Sports Network jokes happen on my watch.
Fair. Well, their biggest story in the NFL today is Aaron Rodgers, who announced.
Someone on the text line asked, why wouldn't the Big Ten want K-State if they want KU? Well, come on now. You know why.
I mean, the media market, the national brand, just saying the things without saying them. Aaron Rodgers today.
I like K-State. I say this as a Missouri fan. Let's not kid ourselves. KU is a better university than K-State. Let's not kid ourselves.
And you're king of the hate KU club.
This is the thing, though. I might hate KU fan. I'm typically honest about KU, though. You've never heard me make fun of their university. It's a great school. It's a great town. They've got a great home court advantage, a great venue. Your fans just suck. That's fine.
Someone, dang, C-Dot, why are you hating on K-State when they're the same record as Texas the last 10 years?
K-State. I
love how I get to make fun of K-State and you get made fun of. What time?
K-State, it's all friendly jabs and jokes. K-State's going to the SEC. You guys are going to the MWC. It's not really that close between the two. Par part of the reason I can talk this way is because I know my team's good. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's one thing to know that your team is good. Someone on the text line makes a good point. You guys could join the Mo Valley Conference. You guys would fit in great in the Mo Valley. K-State would be a great Mo Valley school. What's different between Springfield and Manhattan? What's different between Mo State and K-State? Not that much. That'd be a great rivalry.
Climbing against North Dakota State? Yearly? That'd be great.
They might join the MIAA after this falls through. Think about it. You got
now.
All those schools in a region.
They would pummel the MIAA.
They got all those schools in a region. They got UCM, Truman State. K-State be a great member to the MIAA. Be a great member.
That Northwest Missouri Missouri Western versus K-State game?
Northwest would have beat them in basketball last year. Northwest 100% would have beat K-State in basketball.
I mean, Emporia
year.
Did beat them. That happened.
Fort Hayes beat them, too.
Oh, that's what it was.
They lost to Fort Hayes.
That's what it was.
3-3.
Hit 2 was dunking on the Cats. I enjoyed that.
I mean... I make fun of everybody. What are we talking about? Equal opportunity with the jokes.
Equal opportunity hater. Well, earlier today, Aaron Rodgers.
Silky Johnston, they call me where I'm from.
Why? Never mind. I'm not going to delve into that. Earlier today, Aaron Rodgers got his contract revamped, relooked at, reworked, however the terminology is, and he will be back with the Green Bay Packers in 2021. Carrington, are you stunned by this development?
Someone said, let's put K-State in the Jayhawk Conference. K-State might turn into Last Chance U. I'm giving suggestions. No K-State fan is giving me a suggestion on what conference they could go to. I make suggestions, and now I'm the bad guy because I want to find you guys a good home. Your home is mom and dad are leaving. They're divorcing each other, and now you got to find a place to land. I want to get you guys in the MEAC. I'm trying to find a good spot for you guys, and you guys are pushing back on it. Aaron Rodgers, you know what? Just stop the music real quick. We'll come back to the music. I don't got to say cut the beat. I won't do all that other stuff I normally do. I want to tell you guys something really important, and I'm going to remember this myself for next year. Nothing that you hear in the NFL after the draft until now is real. None of it. Aaron Rodgers was telling anybody who will listen that he would miss football games to host Jeopardy. You remember that? You remember when he went on with Kenny Mayne and was talking about how he didn't trust the organization, how they were growing apart, how he gave up that $500,000 workout bonus because he wanted to spend more time with his fiance and hang out with Miles Teller and do all this famous people stuff? Now, I'm all for taking your personal time off. It's your personal time. Do whatever you want with that personal time. But you know what happens every time in the NFL and what happens most of the time with human beings? When you start to tell them how it will directly affect their pocket, their tune changes. You want to know what happens if you don't show up now to training camp? You lose $50,000 a day. Now, I'm not saying Aaron Rodgers ain't got $50,000. But we know enough about the human spirit that unless you're Warren Buffett, not many people are eating $50,000 fines a day just because they're mad and upset. That's not how it's going down. So this was always going to end this way. Aaron wanted to have a summer vacation. Also wanted to communicate his frustration with Green Bay about what happened surrounding Jordan Love. He's effectively communicated that. He got himself a sweet deal. This Aaron Rodgers thing after today will no longer be a thing. There's no reason to talk about it again for the rest of the year. We'll talk about Devontae Adams, who I think is going to sign an extension with them just because you sign an extension with your team. And then I think at the end of this season, I think Aaron Rodgers gets traded. So we can pick this conversation up back in December or coming up in December or January about where Aaron Rodgers could land. And Denver could be one of those teams. Las Vegas could be one of those teams. Miami could be one of those teams. Carolina could still be one of those teams. there's about eight teams that make sense for Aaron Rodgers. But I want you guys to really think about these two questions before we move on. Really think about these two questions. How many NFL players end up on a different team when the team that they are employed by really wants them to stay? Most of the time when you get traded or released, your team did not want you anymore. So they're happy to let you go. How many times do we see guys change teams or get traded when it's not financially beneficial for the institution? It is more money for Aaron Rodgers to not play on the Packers this year than for him to play for the Packers this year. So if you're Green Bay, what are you doing? He plays for us. Now, next year, that's not the case. They can save $22 million next year on Aaron Rodgers, and they're going to have a first-round draft pick who is now in year three. Next year is the logical breaking point. Hey, Aaron, you've had a great career. We'll work together to find you a good landing spot, but one that's not too good of a landing spot, and we'll all move forward. You'll have your new team. You could try to go get your Brady ring, and then we'll have our new guy in Jordan Love. So that's how this story is going to end. But all of this talking just leads me back to my original point. Anything that a football player says in June about their contract, stop listening to it. It doesn't matter. They always show up to work because you're not missing out on $50,000 a day to simply be upset. That's my Aaron Rodgers hit for the day.
Four.
50K a day is nuts.
Well, speaking of quarterbacks in the NFL, Deshaun Watson finds himself in the news again. This time, reports are that he will report to training camp, but still has hopes of being traded off the Houston Texans. And reportedly, the Texans are now fielding offers. Carrington, do you A, believe he could get traded considering the situation he is in? And B, what is the likelihood, if you believe so, that Deshaun Watson gets traded?
Nope. I mean, this is almost going to be a rinse and repeat of what I just said about Aaron Rodgers, but it's very different because Aaron Rodgers is a lot older than Deshaun Watson. What reason do we have to believe that the Texans really want to trade their quarterback? I mean, they had a chance to trade him in March. They had a chance to trade him before we knew all of these things that happened off the field. They could have got a designated top 10 pick. They could have got Carolina's top 10 pick. They could have got Denver's top 10 pick. Hell, they maybe could have got Atlanta's top five pick. I mean, if they really wanted to trade Deshaun Watson this offseason, they should have traded him, you know, before the draft. Oh, we got breaking news.
I apologize. From PowerMizzou.com. Sources at PowerMizzou. Mizzou Athletic Director Jim Sterk will step down. Not sure when the announcement will be official, but they expect it soon. Once again, from Gabe Diarmid and Power Mizzou, he has been told by sources that Mizzou AD Jim Sterk will be stepping down.
Why? Why? Jim's doing a great job.
I mean, really?
I'm not ready to do that yet.
You were so close to saying
it. I was talking all that stuff about K-State.
You walked right into that.
And then moments later, friend of the show. Jim counts as friend of the show, does he not?
Yeah, he's been on multiple times. He's friend of the show. Missouri has now officially announced that Jim Sterk will step down.
Good for Jim. I think Jim did a great job. I really do. I think Jim has done a really good job as the athletic director at Missouri. I think he is really good with people. I think he is really good at generating money. I think he has set them up for long-term success. There was some work to be done after Mack Rhodes and everything that happened at the University of Missouri around their football program. He hired Eli Drinkwitz. I love that hire. I love that decision. I certainly wish Jim Sterk a lot of luck. I would like to know why he's stepping down less than 2 months from the start of the football season. We're, what, 6 weeks away from the start of the college football season? I mean, typically if you step down for this reason, I would say it's either health reasons or something's happening, right? Like, who just retires in the middle of everything? Like, maybe I'm being paranoid Mizzou fan here, but if you're going to step down this close to the beginning of the season, and especially when there's so much news happening in your conference, two things are happening. Either you are sick or something's about to go down at the University of Missouri. Now, I don't really know what that could be from the basketball front. They ain't really recruiting nobody that would lead me to believe that they're cheating. Like, who have they been recruiting to cheat? If that's the case, Kazzo needs to be gone because they're terrible at cheating. I don't want to start thinking negative. You should have told me this during the break. You could have told me this during the break.
This is breaking news.
You could have told me during the break and gave me time to prepare and get my thoughts together. And now I'm thinking of all the possible things that could be going wrong at Mizzou right when I feel very optimistic about our football program. But this is what I get. I made fun of K-State for about 4 minutes. And then right when I get done making fun of K-State, Jim Sterk's like, oh, okay, well, I'm done. I'm out of here.
He could be resigning because is there another AD job available in the country? You see that sometimes. He'll resign so that he takes another job. But I don't know if there's another job available.
At this late, though?
That's the thing. I don't know what jobs are available.
Yeah, this is late in the process. This is really late in the process. This is really surprising, actually. There was no really reason to believe this was going down like this. I know his right-hand man just left, but that's like, it's like his number two. His lieutenant just left. I'm really surprised that Sterk has announced this. I'm really surprised. We'll try to get somebody on from Mizzou. I actually would like to talk to somebody about this, and we'll keep it going. It's The Drive, 610 Sports Radio.
The Drive, weekdays 2 to 6.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You're listening to The Drive on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
All right, we'll get back to talking about something that's not Mizzou, but the breaking story right now is Missouri's athletic director, Jim Sterk, has stepped down as the athletic director. I think Jim Sterk did a really good job in helping stabilize Missouri's athletic department. They were in a bad spot, I would say, after Mac Rhodes and everything that happened off the field years prior. He came in, made a strong hire in Eli Drinkwitz. At least that's what it appears to be. We've only seen one season. We've only seen 10 games of Eli Drinkwitz. I, as a Missouri fan, feel very optimistic and hopeful for the future when it comes to the future of Eli Drinkwitz. He hired Konzo Martin, and Konzo Martin has not had the success I thought he was going to have, but Missouri's basketball program I would deem to be as stable. They certainly weren't stable, the coaches before Konzo Martin, and I want them to win more, and I thought he was going to recruit at a higher level, but they have a stable basketball program. A lot of that is Jim Stirk. They're all still raising money in order to compete in the SEC when it comes to facilities that they weren't doing before. A lot of that, I think, is Jim Stirk. But I do think the wording of this is fairly interesting. Missouri announces that they and Jim Stirk have mutually agreed he will step down once a new leader is found. Quote, I am grateful for the hard work of our amazing staff, coaches, and student athletes, as well as the generous support of our alumni friends during my tenure as Missouri's athletic director. I believe that the athletic department is well positioned for future success, and I wish our coaches and student athletes well in their continued quest, for academic and athletic excellence, MIZ. For Missouri's president, quote, we are grateful for the dedicated leadership Jim has provided over the last 5 years to position Missouri for greater success. We recognize his many contributions and appreciate his continued role as we search for the next leader of Mizzou athletics. We now begin a national search for a visionary athletic director who will develop a strategic plan for Mizzou to achieve exceptional success in the SEC and to navigate a bold path in the rapid evolving world of college athletics. Now, I have not read this. I am just going to spitball, Rob, on what we think a mutually agreed decision can come to for a AD that I would say is pretty well liked at Mizzou. I don't know a lot of Missouri fans that have much of an issue with Jim Stirk. The SEC seems to be in the midst of some major changes, potentially. We know about Missouri's history with the University of Texas, the Missouri of Oklahoma, and everything that happened in conference realignment. Is it possible that Missouri and their now former AD don't see eye to eye on the future and it being good for Missouri, and Missouri has decided, well, if you don't believe in the plan, then we can't go forward with you as our AD. I'm just thinking at this time of the calendar, we're not talking about this happening after basketball season, so it gives Missouri the summer to sort of do a thorough national search. College football season starts in 1 month. August 28th is when college football starts. Their athletic director just mutually agreed to resign? In the midst of college football season about to start, a very important college football season financially for everybody, not just Missouri, and in the midst of the SEC potentially adding two more athletic departments, your AD just steps down when you're raising more money in football than you've ever raised. Your hire when it comes to football has been an overwhelming success. What would make you step down? It doesn't sound like it's for health reasons. I don't want to speculate, at least when it comes to a person's health and well-being, but if he was stepping down because of health, I feel like they would have communicated that to us in their statement, their joint statement together, and agreeing that they're mutually agreeing to do so.
For what it's worth, as news continues to evolve, Dave Matter has tweeted out the following. Mizzou athletic department staffers were, quote, shocked by the Stirk news today, they told Dave Matter. He informed them in email a little after 5 p.m. today that he and President Monchoy mutually agreed that he would step down. There were still 2 years left on his contract. That's from Dave Matter, the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, who's a very well-sourced Missouri beat writer. So people within the department are stunned, and there was 2 years left on this deal. So it's not a contract thing, and people in the building were apparently, according to him, surprised by this move.
Text line 913-576-7610. I think the name, image, and likeness stuff did Stirk in too much of a headache. That's never the vibe that I've gotten. I don't want to make it seem like I'm super plugged into Missouri, but I got a good enough understanding of what's going on behind the scenes if this was something that people in Missouri circles were talking about, I would have heard about it at some point over the last 72 hours. Hey, this could potentially be coming down the pipeline. And then I just don't say anything, and then it happens or it doesn't happen or something changes or doesn't change. I'm really surprised that this happened. Like I said, most of the time, like anything, you and I have had conversations about things with KU where, all right, hey, I think KU's leaning in this direction. We don't report it, but it's just kind of making the media round, so to speak. You know, like insider information when it comes to our profession. I had no clue this was about to happen today. There was no indication. I also say when it comes to name, image, and likeness, Stark has come on this show, what, probably 5 to 7 times in the last 2 years? He was coming on like once a month in the midst of COVID. And he's come on a couple of times since then. And we've like DM'd and all that. Like, I don't think it was name, image, and likeness. Could be wrong. I'd be surprised if that was it. Like, I'd be surprised if he was thinking, hey, this is too much. I can't do this. I'm out. At Missouri. Name, image, and likeness. At Mizzou. We ain't talking about like at USC or Alabama. We're talking about name, image, and likeness at Mizzou. Just did you win? Then why were you the athletic director at an SEC institution? You should have quit that a long time ago if you weren't ready for a big-time college athletics.
I don't believe the NIL is the reason for a lot of things you say. I also think the timing. I mean, the NIL, maybe it's just like conference realignment has made me feel like decades have elapsed, but that happened in what? Early July? Or like late June, we kind of knew that was going to go down? When did the Supreme Court just boat race the NCAA? If you felt like it was a problem then, you waited a whole nother month to step down, but while you were discussing it, you didn't tell any staffers. And again, according to Dave Matter, multiple athletic department staffers were stunned by this. So if it was NIL, it had been coming down the pipe for a while, then the Supreme Court thing happened. You don't think he told anyone this is annoying, I might get out, and it might leak out a little bit? If people in the building are stunned, this I think it's more than this NIL. But that's right now, it's all speculation.
Yeah,
so maybe
I mean, I would say, and this is, you're right, we're just instant reaction, my opinion, is something I just was not anticipating.
We're like 12 minutes into the news.
Yeah,
so
like, tomorrow, if Tyrann Mathieu reaches an extension, it's not going to catch me by surprise. Like, we've been talking about an extension for Tyrann Mathieu for a month. It has to be some combination. Health, or as one of these reasons, health, disagreement on future of the SEC. Like, at some point, they're going to have a vote on whether or not to add Texas and Oklahoma. I think there's a chance A&M votes no because they want to fight it in court. I think there's a chance Arkansas votes no on admitting Texas. There's a chance that Arkansas votes no. You only need 4 votes to shut it down. So if Missouri in-house maybe isn't all on the same page about the future of the SEC and the conference, and they're thinking, all right, hey, if we can get 3 schools, all we got to do is convince one other school to do this, and we're not going to expand, and you can mutually agree to get rid of that person and move forward, that would make sense. Or something's going to happen at Missouri, and we just don't know what it is yet. Like, Missouri's going to face some sanctions, and then they've decided to do it. And they've decided, or he's decided, it's better to step away now than have all the heat on me coming down in 2 months whenever this story officially breaks. That's all that really makes sense to me if we really think about it.
Those are the only possible scenarios. I mean, like I said, I kind of spitballed earlier. Maybe he's taking a job, but you look around the landscape of college sports, there aren't a lot of AD jobs available. And the ones that I don't know, there are ones that are better than Mizzou and the SEC off the top of my head. So, yeah, I think you're right. Either it's health, impending problem at Missouri, or the school president felt one way and he felt another way. And the vote about letting Texas and OU in was dividing the athletic department. But it's very, very odd timing. And the fact that, again, according to Dave Matter, athletic department staffers were shocked and they got an email today at 5 does not sound like he had been really thinking about this and this was going to leak out. It sounds like an abrupt decision, in my opinion.
Yeah, no, it definitely sounds like an abrupt decision and a decision that not a lot of people in Missouri were in the know. Not a lot of people. Text line is saying this is karma for my K-State jokes earlier today. I apologize. I mean, the Mountain West, they just released a statement. The Mountain West immediately engaged when we became aware of the potential for conference realignment. Do we think that Gene Taylor has reached out to the Mountain West about a potential landing spot? That's a call I would make if I'm K-State. Do you think the Mountain West would take you? Do you think you're a Mountain West fit? Is K-State the best program in the Mountain West? I mean, there's a lot of conversations we got to have about that, Rob. A lot of conversations we can have about that. Coming up in a little bit, we'll get to Before We Go. Oh, we got a break? Okay, my bad. We got a break. Coming up on the other side, I will give you my million-dollar idea, and then we'll talk about a national embarrassment. All in one. Keep it locked right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive. 610 Sports Radio.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We gotta get out of here.
Before we go.
Before we go, I want to give you a million-dollar idea. The number one million-dollar idea I want to give you is Jeopardy doesn't need a host. Not a full, dedicated host. You know what Jeopardy needs? Buzz. Excitement. You know what's been fun and exciting? Them having a rotation of people who host the show. It was cool for Aaron Rodgers to host it. I was more inclined to watch it because I wanted to see how Aaron Rodgers did. I'm excited about LeVar Burton doing it. I watched when Anderson Cooper did it. We live in an era where there's more famous people than ever before. You know what you should do? Have those famous people host the show. This is a common misconception about these kind of shows. You do not watch the show because of the host. You watch the show because you enjoy the game. That they created a timeless game. I like Pat Sajak. I like Vanna White. They can't continue to run Wheel of Fortune with just anybody at this point. Yeah, I enjoy the word games, so I'm going to keep watching it. All you need to host Jeopardy, now that Alex Trebek isn't there, who was synonymous with the show, is someone who can read and someone who has a decent personality. If you do those two things, what makes Michael Strahan not qualified enough to host Jeopardy, Rob? He's a great television person. Why can't Ryan Seacrest host it one week? We can just randomly pick people to do it. Wouldn't that be fun? Wouldn't that be cool? I remember back there was a time where people were worried about The Price is Right. Now, The Price is Right may be a little bit different because I think it's more personality driven than most of the other game shows that we watch. But I think once we saw The Price is Right could work with Drew Carey, for example, we don't think The Price is Right couldn't work with 100 other people. So just have people host a show. I'm all for them rotating it. And I still contend that Mike Tyson would be the best person to host Jeopardy. I will still contend. If they're going to hire one person to do it, they should hire Mike Tyson to be the host of Jeopardy. Rob, I would like your opinion on this. I don't think Team USA is winning a medal, let alone the gold. I think the gold conversation. Team USA has lost three of the last four games. The gold conversation is out. And the one game they won, they were down at half to Spain. And they needed a great third quarter from Keldon Johnson to get back in that game and take the lead and win comfortably in the fourth. I don't know what this Team USA does well. I've watched just about every game they've played. I didn't watch this game in full because it was on like 6 o'clock in the morning, but I did go back and watch the like extended highlights, and I'll watch their next two games against Czech Republic and Iran, but they don't do anything well. They're not a great scoring team. They're not a great shooting team. They're not great defensively. They're not very cohesive. They don't have a playmaker that can really break the defense down and get to the lane. For a 2 week there, I was calling Kevin Durant the best player in the world. I ain't seeing it. Rob, are you seeing it? Are you seeing KD be the best player in the world? Because I ain't seeing it.
Yeah, he's not the best player in the world.
For a while there, it felt like it.
Yeah, I didn't buy in the same way everyone else did. I still thought Giannis was better at the time they were both dueling for that position. But it's pretty obvious now Durant isn't that guy. And you're right. I don't know if this team's going to medal. They don't do anything well. I'm also trying not to super overreact to one game, although they shouldn't have lost to France. But if they're going to get three open looks at a game-winning three, and it's Durant twice and Drew Holiday once, someone's got to make that shot. I mean, if your best player is going to get two looks at a game winner, he has to make it.
Yeah, like, I agree.
I mean, I get my jokes off about Tatum, who was bad, and you talk about Bam, who wasn't very good, and we talk about they don't do anything well. At a certain point, I know Durant was good, but he's got to be the guy to make that shot on this team.
I mean, if they played Luka, and I know they wouldn't play them until the qualifying round, there's not a single person on their team I think could stop them. Not in the rules way they have them right now. Luka was amazing against Argentina. Like, I watched I've been watching the Olympics very weird. I've been watching them on YouTube. If you go on NBC Sports, Rob, they have their own YouTube page that they basically condense every event down to 5 minutes, 5 to 10 minutes. You can just watch it. And then they do like a best the day of, so you can see like everything that happened on the day. So I'll sit there and I'll watch an hour of it and just catch up with everything. And then at night, I'll turn it on and I'll watch, see what happened. Like, I watched the swimming yesterday with Katie Ledecky. I don't know what's on tonight, but I never know what's on. I just turn it on and just watch it.
I was trying to watch it live when they lost. Was that yesterday morning? Saturday morning?
Yeah, it was early.
I was trying to watch live, trying to catch the fourth quarter of it. Peacock only. I mean, come on now. Mm. Come on, NBC. What are you doing to us?
Peacock's free, though.
I mean, the trial is they're going to get your money on the back half.
No, they have a free version of
they
Peacock.
They have a free version now?
Yeah.
I knew when they came out, it was only pay. I need to get the app there.
There's three different versions. There's a free version, and then there's like a couple of different pay tier systems for it. But yeah, no, Peacock is free. You can watch Peacock.
I thought it was pay tier only. That's my bad. That's on me.
Yeah. Luka gave them boys a 48-piece. He was amazing.
Extra crispy.
Yeah, I mean, it didn't look like they were playing the same sport. It looked like Luka was playing at a level that was just beyond him. Like, I'm better than all you guys. Like, you guys can't guard me. I'm going to just do this easy, too. Easy. Easy. All right, we're back again tomorrow. Tomorrow at 4 o'clock, we will have Mitchell Schwartz will join us on the show. Keep it locked in right here at 610 Sports Radio. It's The Drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.